Hey, welcome to episode 200 of Going Deep with Aaron Watson. Thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me. I cannot believe that we've reached 200 episodes here in less than 2 years. It's been a hustle. It's been a grind. It's been a truly remarkable learning process for me. And so what I wanted to do was just reflect on what I've learned from these 200 episodes of my podcast. And what I did was I went on a walk through the streets of Chiang Mai, and this is what I came up with. Storytelling is everything. It's how we learn, it's how we connect, and it is a skill that you must cultivate. Every guest that I've had on this show has told you their story. The most articulate and interesting ones have enchanted you for 30 minutes. The worst made you turn off the episode after 8. Storytelling is a superpower. That's all marketing is. You can create a brand, raise fundraising, get into college, all based upon your ability to tell your story. Think about Super Bowl commercials. Corporations spend millions of dollars just for the opportunity to tell their story to you. It's how we learn. When I was a kid, I listened to fables that had important lessons baked into them. That's why these fables have persisted for so long and parents still tell them to their children. When I was in middle school, I got obsessed with Greek mythology. I devoured stories about Zeus, Athena, Poseidon. I even made some of my own myths up to add to the collection. That was the most fun I ever had in school, was pure creativity. And that's what this storytelling is. It's an expression of creativity and connection with other people that I really, really value. But stories can also be how we construct our fear. We tell stories about what can go wrong. I'm going to write a book, and then it's going to flop, and everyone will know. I'm going to start a business, but no one will buy my product, and I'll go broke. I'm going to tell that girl I love her, but she'll turn me down, and I'll be crushed. The common theme I've learned from all of my guests is that you have to overcome those stories because that's all they are, stories. Take Elon Musk. Before he was a famous inventor, a billionaire, even before he was a millionaire from selling PayPal, he did an experiment. He lived on nothing but hot dogs and oranges for a month, trying to reduce his daily food expense to $1 per day. He wasn't that poor, but he wanted to understand how low he could go and still survive. Once he found out, he had a new story to tell himself. The story was, you can't fail. And it's true. In a TED Talk, Professor Paul Otter explained that if the average American wanted to accomplish the standard of living of their predecessors in the year 1915, they would only have to work 17 weeks per year. He went on to explain why this is evidence of boundless human ingenuity because we still continue to work all year long so we can be up on the latest trends and the new technology. But what I take from that is we've reached a point in society where we are really good at keeping human beings alive, producing food cheaply, providing healthcare affordably. Use that story to propel you. Fight the fear machine trapped inside your head. Listen to the wisdom of Mark Twain, who said, "I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened." I'm not saying my guests never worried. I'm not saying they never had hardship. I'm not saying that they never struggled, but that's not the point. The point is they saw their efforts through the perspective of asymmetric risk. They saw a scenario where they had tremendous upside and a downside that they did not fear. Tell yourself that same story. I'm continuing to hone my craft as a storyteller. Like I said, I'm in Thailand right now and producing more than I ever have in my life. A change of scenery has done wonders for my creativity and storytelling. I've done a ton of posts on Medium and am slowly starting to get a little bit of a following there. I'm still doing 2 podcast episodes per week and I'm grinding away at my book. It's tougher than I expected. But I feel alive and I feel connected to my friends more than ever. And friends meaning you know, dear friends from back home, family, but also the listeners of this show. Many of you reach out to me, and I absolutely love that, whether it's the contact form on my website, my Twitter, or email goingdeepaaron@gmail.com. I really hope that you'll feel inspired by this to do the same. There is so much negativity in our news right now, and I'm not an advocate for completely disconnecting and ignoring. You need to be informed. But the world is desperate for other stories to be told. That's my parting thought. Don't tell your story to serve yourself. Tell your story to serve others. That's what I'm trying to do. It doesn't have to be something fake or artificially over-positive. Just real. Just the truth. That's what you get when you sit around a campfire. That's what you get on a long road trip with friends. You get real stories. And that's what you're going to continue to get when you come here. Thank you so much for listening. Here's to 200 more.
Thanks for listening. Connect with Aaron on Twitter and Instagram at AaronWatson59.